B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I hope you guys are all having an amazing 4th of July week. And earlier, we were talking about the whole April Jones situation. If you don't know who she is Omarion, formerly a B2K's ex, who has a baby with Omarion. And she is now, supposedly, dating little Omarion's boy, Little Fizz, who's also in B2K.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot. Anyone who watches Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, though, you've been kind of following each of their individual storylines. So we were just asking people for any type of scenario that you have that might be similar. You know, be it two best friends that have kids by the same woman, or, you know, situations where things might be a little awkward in the whole dynamic of your family. And we've been getting a lot of people messaging us on Facebook and a lot of people calling us, including Mike. Let's go to the phones. Mike, what happened to you?
So back about 15 years ago, I had a one-night stand in high school. And I have a brother that's 2 years older than me. And he ended up dating her and going out with her. And now it's been, what, 15 years they've been together. And,
stop it!
Yeah.
They're still together now?
Yeah, my brother is literally been dating my one-night stand for 15 years now.
Okay.
Well, is he happy?
Yeah, he's happy.
Did he know about it?
He did ask if he could talk to her, and I thought nothing of it because I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect, you know, her to be in my life for the next 15 years.
Mike, be honest. When you guys get in a fight, you throw in these jabs, don't you? I had sex with your girl before you.
I only threw that dig one or two times.
It's terrible.
It sounds, you know, like, it sounds like you have more of a problem with it than he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's kind of, I thought it was weird at first. I mean, now it's been so long, so it's kind of like washed out. But she lived with us for like a year. And I mean, it was kind of like, yeah,
do you still have feelings for her?
No.
Okay.
Just check. Just had to check. You know,
that was a legit question.
Go away.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Can we go to line? Let's go to Betty. She's on line 5. Betty, what happened with you?
So I moved out of state. And this is after I had left my ex-husband. We have 2 kids together.
Okay.
I returned to the state, 3 years later. And that time, he had already remarried.
Yep.
And I met this guy. We were talking. We hit it off. We talked about everything. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going through these issues with, you know, my kid's father. And I was like, I don't know if you know them because you guys live in Boston together. And then he's like, oh, my God, we were like cousins growing up. And he looked at my kids on social media. And he's like, I can't believe I never noticed it sooner. Then when he, you know, we were ready to post on social media our relationship, my ex had liked the picture.
Okay.
And then completely blocked him and acted like he doesn't
know.
So your ex was upset about the whole thing.
I mean, he shouldn't be. He's remarried now.
Right.
So.
But still, if that's somebody he was that close with, it's still a
but
little weird.
But I never even knew that they were friends. So.
Right. No, I'm not saying you did anything wrong, but it's still, I can see how he could be weirded out by that.
Did he know?
Yeah.
The guy that you're with?
He didn't know at first.
Yeah.
He didn't know at first. It was because we never were introduced. We were married from 2009 till 2015, and I was with him from 2006, so
wow.
I never met him through all that time, so we had no idea.
And you're still with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still with him.
Good luck, Betty. Thanks for your story.
Thank you.
Bye, hon.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.